Okay, hello folks. It's Slandy here. If I sound a little bit odd, it's because I'm currently talking in my helmet. I'm getting on my motorcycle here. And this is going to be a very interesting audio boo because I'm on the motorcycle going to work. So I've downloaded a special app called a Bluetooth recorder. And I just hope I'm not getting a lot of wind noise from the helmet. I'm using a Senna SMH10 motorcycle headset. And this particular motorcycle headset was actually made for a three-quarter helmet. So it has a boom mic that's supposed to sit out in front of your mouth. And right now the unit, the microphone, is sitting jammed up underneath the chin skirt of my helmet. It's not ideal by any means. Well, I don't know if you'll hear the sound of the motorcycle or just my voice. I'm not 100% sure. The audio's not going to be great, I know that. Now, I have to go and download this particular app because I downloaded Audio Boom again. It took me about three tries before it allowed me to actually start recording a boom. And I can tell you that from at least the initial experience, it wouldn't pick up the Bluetooth from the Senna, so I couldn't record using the microphone. It was only recording on the microphone on the phone itself. And again, I don't know how good of a sound this is going to be. And I can't tell how much I'm recording. And I know I have a 10-minute limit, so I'm going to try to sort of eyeball it using the clock on the motorcycle here. So for those who don't know, I got my motorcycle license last year. And I've been enjoying it immensely. I have a 2008 Suzuki V-Strom, a DL650A. A stands for ABS. And I can tell you, the ABS has kicked in more than once with our rotten roads here in Montreal. So I thought for my first boom in a long time, I think I did one a couple of months ago with my daughter and her friend. We were on our way to Ottawa. So I thought, you know what, there's been a little bit of a Twitter flurry about Audio Boom of late, and I said, you know, I'm gonna try to record an Audio Boom. Not sure of what, but I thought it would be interesting to do it from the motorcycle, figuring that the Senna headset that I'm using, which, by the way, is a borrow from a friend of mine. I eventually want to buy my own, but I'm thinking of splurging if I can at some point and getting the SMHC, I think it's called. Anyway, it's a Senna headset, much like I have, but it's also got an incorporated high-definition camera, a video camera. So I'd be able to shoot some videos and post them up on YouTube and whatnot. I think that would be interesting. I know some of you may know that I wanted to do a thing called the Virtual Montreal. And in particular, I wanted to do something called the Perry Montreal tour, which basically I was going to do the perimeter of the island of Montreal. There's a street that basically goes all the way around the island of Montreal, and I was going to follow it. I'm just sitting here at a traffic light now, just waiting to go across. I have to do this zigzag pattern to get to my work these days, because my main route is blocked off because of construction. So getting back to what I was saying, I was kind of disappointed in seeing that my that audio boom couldn't use the SMH as the audio source. But that's okay. I found this Bluetooth-enabled recorder, so it can use the Bluetooth microphone. And I sure hope the ambient sound of the motor comes through. I love the sound of the V-twin on this bike. So, getting back to my motorcycle, I bought it a couple of years ago now, August of 2014, I believe it was, even before I had my license. And it's a beauty. I paid a song for it. I had to travel quite far, though. I had to travel some 500 kilometers to pick it up and bring it back on my trailer. And I'm really, 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 really happy with it. It's an amazing piece of machinery. I can see why the Suzuki V-Strom was voted as best motorcycle many years running. For a variety of reasons, the bike is very versatile. It is, it's born an adventure touring bike. So it's in the same class as the BMW GSs and company. And let's just be quiet and listen to the V-twin. Woo! Oh, you're probably getting a lot of wind noise from my helmet. Hang on, let me bring down my visor a bit. It's going to be a little bit warm. Very, very damp and humid here today. So the V-Strom is a very versatile bike. It's at home on the pavement as it is off-road. It's a great commuter bike. It's very, very nimble. Very, very quick off the line. Good power. Good power band, I would say. And not thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable ride. Very comfortable, very upright sitting position, and the seat that I have on this thing, I didn't put it. Whoever had it before me put in an upgraded seat. It's made by a company called Sargent, and what I like about it is it allows me to sort of move around on the seat a little bit. I'm not stuck sort of in one position. I can move forward and hug the tank and sort of ride it a little bit at a la super motard, or lean back a bit and just kind of get comfortable, drop my shoulders a bit and just kind of cruise it along. It's really kind of nice. It's got nice two nice big disc brakes up front, good stopping power. Not maybe the best. I mean, it's not a race bike by any means, but it's a great nimble bike, a good all-around performer. I couldn't have asked for better. And I keep hearing some static coming from the unit, from the SMH-10. It's not a brand new unit by any means, and in fact, unfortunately, it was involved in an accident